It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Janery Cammons. She is a captain in the Price City Fire Department. She's also the PIO. So we're going to be talking about, with the levels of the river kind of rising, ways that you can be more cautious and careful around, you know, bodies of water, rivers, streams, and what to look out for and how to kind of be safe around those things, because they go faster than you think they do. And we've just watching the news lately, we've seen things that have happened that are just terrible with, you know, even human, like grown adults, pets and children and things like that. So just how to be extra cautious when you're out and about and around those things. So we brought her in. Janery, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with, you know, we've all seen it. We can see it every time we go back between Helper and Price, the amount of water that's coming over the falls there at the golf course. And it's all going somewhere.
Yes.
And we also need to take out and be cautious around those things because they go a lot faster than we think, don't they?
It's very true. It's even faster than what it looks like, and it already looks fast.
And as I said, we've seen on the news where adults think that they can just get in, and before you know it, you're downstream 50 feet. It goes that quickly.
Yes.
And so we wanted to just bring you in and kind of talk about some tips and things around water to be careful, because I would almost say this time of year, until things start to calm down, maybe not even go near them.
Yeah. I think that's a very safe way to say it. You know, typically in our area, we're very cautious and we're very aware of the fluctuations of the water over the season. But this year is kind of extra special, and it's rising really quickly and very, very, very fast.
And the other thing, too, is that, you know, we need to worry about keeping an eye on not just humans. There was a story the other day that, you know, a dog had fallen in and gotten dragged away.
Yes.
So just kind of be more extra vigilant, I guess we should say.
Yeah. And as humans, our dogs are kind of like family. So, you know, what's the chances that you think you need to jump in after it? And then we have two lives that could be in jeopardy or lost. And we don't want that to happen at all.
So that is always a possibility that you've got to watch out for around these fast moving bodies of water. The other thing that it seems like we deal with at least once a year, every year, is flooding. And we have to be cautious and things like that. You know, we've had rainstorms lately that have made it worse. And there are some precautions that you can take when it starts to be that time. But I think the most important part as far as flooding is being ready ahead of time.
Yeah, being proactive and making sure that waterways are clear, that it can go downstream, your gutters. Also, you know, if you have to have sandbags, if you're in an area that floods. And there's kind of two different kinds of flooding, too. There's the kind of slow moving that people can prepare for, and then there's the flash flooding that nobody can prepare for. So you got to be cautious of both.
And I think the biggest thing is, if you know you've had issues with it in the past,
true,
now's the time to go find sandbags, and they're available just about everywhere,
yes,
aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I think the county at the road department has them, and you just need to go to them and ask for them.
So
city too.
The cities have them, the county has them, and just make sure you be extra vigilant and take care when it comes to those kinds of things. But that does not mean you can't get out and have fun. It's just
absolutely
time
not
to be careful and cautious.
Yes, be
and
smart.
Keep an eye out.
Yep. Watch your family, watch your loved ones, watch your puppies and your pets, and just be smart.
So it's really simple. All you got to do, and you know, even maybe this time of year, you can, I would think maybe reservoirs are fine. They're not flowing that fast,
right,
but still, if you're thinking about going, you know, a big one is Huntington Creek and the Price River right now.
Well,
is
even
just
our walkways
fast
right now in the Price River, and the walkways in the low lying areas of the Price River are touching the sidewalks. So we have to be really, really careful.
Very cautious. I know another area that they always have issues that you have to be cautious of is on that walkway right there under the bridge.
Under the bridge in Price, yeah.
It always seems to have an issue there as well.
Pay attention to the warning signs. They'll usually have them up.
All right. So if people are curious or need questions answer or anything like that, is that a phone call they could call Public Safety for Price City?
I think Public Safety is very appropriate for that if they need help.
And they can do that for you. They can also tell you where you can get your sandbags, all that good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Once again, Captain Janery Cammons with the Price City Fire Department, the PIO, which is the person that you call when you want questions answered. That's how it is. Either that or Chief Peterson just Yes. You said you were voluntold.
I'm voluntold.
And that's all right. One way or the other, we'll get the information.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time to talk with us today. We appreciate it.
Yep.
So for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.